You know, there's four regular season games to see and the four preseason games. And what you see in the regular season is, you know, they get after the passer. They're very physical in the running game. They've got good tacklers at all positions. There's a lot of movement with the defensive line. They play the scheme very well. You know, it's a great defensive coordinator. So, you know, they're giving up less than a touchdown a game. And I think they're a very talented defense, a very talented team. And, you know, we got to work it out for us this weekend.
Tom, what do you think makes Josh McDaniels a good coach?
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time with Josh over the years, and he's a very high character person. He's very well prepared. He's a diligent in terms of his preparation. He's great communication. He really understands what the players can do and what they can't do, and he really focuses on the things that you're good at. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of talent at the skill positions in Denver's offense, and I can see that, you know, the way he's using them is he's really taking advantage of the things they do well.
Knowing him the way you do, do you think this is a big week? I know you guys go through this kind of thing a lot with former coaches, but for Josh, do you think this is a big deal for him?
Oh yeah, I'm sure it is. It's a big week for us. I mean, I said earlier, you know, I'd love to be able to give Josh his first NFL loss. There's nothing make me happier than that. You know, we got to go out and earn it. That's the thing that makes it fun for all of us. Is there's always friendly rivalries throughout the league and players, you know, and coaches, you know, and Josh being my coach for you know, 4 years is, you know, 5 years, he's one of my great friends, and we still stay in touch, and, you know, I wish him the luck in the world, except when he plays us, obviously.
Was there an adjustment for you without him around this year?
Well, I think every time somebody leaves, you know, another person steps in and tries to fill the space, and we've had, you know, Billy O'Brien, who's worked with Josh for the last 2 years, and Nick Cesario, who's worked with Josh and known Josh, because they played football together in college. You know, they've really assumed a role of what Josh was doing, and Coach Belichick, the three of them, you know, come up with the plans and make the calls. So, you know, it's a little bit of a, you know, it's a little bit of a, you know, everyone's trying to work together to kind of get to what Josh was doing. Josh put together great plans and called great plays, and there's a reason why he got hired as the head coach of the Broncos. So there's a transition period, but, you know, we've been at it for a while now, and I think, you know, hopefully we can continue to make the improvements we need to make.
Hey, Tom, teams are throwing Champ's way a little bit more. Is that smart, and what makes him such a good cornerback?
Signals at the line, that sort of thing, just because he knows you so well.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Teams are throwing at Champ Bailey a little bit more. Is that smart, and what makes him such a good cornerback?
Is there a need to change up what you guys do, what you do at the line, what tendencies you have as an offense?
Well, I don't think there's you know, we've changed things, you know, in the beginning of the offseason anticipating this, and we changed things in the second week of the year because one of our former quarterbacks was playing for the Jets. So, you know, in the end, it's going to come down to, you know, who blocks and who tackles, who completes passes, who scores in the red area, who stays on the field in third down. So, you know, at the end, no matter what Josh can tell them or what we can tell our defense about Denver's offense, I mean, it's got to come down to the players recognizing it and making the plays on the field. So I really think a lot of that's overblown as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's going to come down to the guys who are on the field and who's executing the best.
Hey, Tom?
Yep.
Hey, sorry. Sorry about that. I don't know if you're still on it. Teams are throwing Champ Bailey's way a little bit more this season. Is that smart? And what makes him such a good cornerback?
Yeah, I don't think it's smart at all. I mean, I don't think I'm going to come out of this game saying, God, you know, let's see how many times we can throw at Champ. And watching the last couple of plays of the Dallas game, you can really see that he's an elite corner in the league. He's plays with a lot of confidence. The defense really depends on him to make those type of plays, and he's made them for a long time. 8 Pro Bowls, hardly missed any games except for the groin injury he had last season. He can do it all. I mean, he covers, he intercepts the ball, he always takes on the best receiver from the other team. He's extremely competitive in the run game. I mean, he's really a dynamic player, not only for the Broncos, but across the league. You don't find very many that are better than Champ.
Tom, when Josh first got the job here, there was a lot of, I guess, concern or curiosity about how young he was or is. How was that for you when you first started, you know, taking orders from him, you know, someone who's close to your age?
Well, Josh demands respect because of the way that he prepares and because of the belief that the guys have in him. So when you gain respect from the players, no matter what age you are, they're going to do whatever you tell them to do. And that's just part of what Josh is all about. That's just inherent in who he is. So, you know, he does a great job in any role that he's had here, whether he was working as a you know, defensive assistant under Coach Shaq, or, you know, whether he was a quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator. I mean, everybody really, you know, excelled under his coaching. And, you know, that's why, you know, Pat Bowlen gave him the opportunity.
Did you feel for him this offseason when he took so many shots regarding the Cutler saga, and were you impressed how he held up?
Well, I knew how Josh would hold up in it. He's a person of very high character. So, you know, no matter what part of this job you're in, and you know, our head coach, Coach Belichick, has taken more than probably just about anybody, and Josh had the opportunity to learn from him in that. So, you really got to go with what you believe in, and when you do that, and you're a smart person, you make good decisions, they usually turn out your way.
Tom, there was some speculation early in the season nationally that maybe you were rusty or the knee was bothering you. Was there anything different when you started the year?
I think it's been another step in the process of getting back on the field. So we've practiced now almost 50 times, over 50 times, and played basically 8 games this year. So, you know, it's every week, you know, if you're more comfortable back there, and our offense seems to be performing a little bit better each week. So I hope that continues. You know, this defense will really test us, though, and it'll be a good measuring stick for where we're at and see how much we've improved since our last loss against the Jets.
Did you have any feelings or did you see what the Ravens said, that you somehow received preferential treatment from the officials?
I'd love to receive preferential treatment from the Ravens. I'd love that. I love when the refs are giving us calls. So I got, you know, that's part of the game, and that's part of, you know, frustration for the game. And we've been on the other side of that, too, with calls that didn't necessarily go our way, but you know, it's just really what comes up during these games.
Hey, Tom, a lot's been made out here about how Josh is so similar to Bill Belichick. How are they different? How is Josh his own man?
That's a good question. I mean, they're very different people. I mean, they're, you know, Josh, they're very smart. I mean, there's no doubt they're very smart, and they're very composed. They're very patient as coaches. They don't overreact to things. You know, they are pretty similar. You know, it's not as obviously the experience and age, and Coach Belichick's been through an awful lot. So, and Josh is too. So, I don't know. That's a great question. I'm not sure how different they are.
Does Josh smile more?
When we do well. I mean, when we don't do so well, he wasn't smiling. You know, Josh is a very demanding coach, so, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, compliments when we come out of the game not performing the way we could. So, he, You know, he believed in a lot of what he did, and when we didn't execute it, I mean, it was, he wasn't a very pleasant guy to be around.
You were a very accomplished Super Bowl winning quarterback before he ever became your position coach, and obviously a couple of years ago you set all kinds of NFL records for offense. What is it that he contributed to your game?
Well, I mean, he was my position coach, so everything that I did, you know, he was responsible for. We sat in at every meeting going over, you know, the coverage tapes and the blitz tapes, and we'd prepare together, and as Josh would put the game plan together, you know, he'd ask, you know, for different input at different times, and that would all come together over the course of the week. You know, you spend a ton of time with your coach, so, you know, we spend a ton of time together, and we know each other very well, so. Hopefully I can provide a little insight for our defense. I know you had to frustrate Josh.
How's that?
I can't tell you guys that. Gotta say that for our defense.
Good. Uh-huh. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Great, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Take care.